because of the infinite power of God. When He purposed, when God fixed something, planned something, the Almighty God can treat it as having happened. Because the Almighty God knows that there is no power anywhere, there is no deity anywhere, there is no person anywhere, there is no force anywhere that can stop God's plan, change God's plan, retard God's plan or purpose. And this is part of what this passage that we all know in the book of Hebrews chapter 6 verse 17 and 18. That's part of what it is about. Let us hear that passage.
Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath.
The immutability of His counsel. Immutability. There is no power existing anywhere that can interfere with God's plan and purpose. Satan can bring all the in fact, when I reach to the lesson, the continuation of who crucified Christ, and when we deal with the point, in fact, that will be probably one lesson of itself, just like this morning, just that God crucified Christ. When we deal with the fact that Satan crucified Christ, I'll be showing that Satan through the complete alphabet from A to B at Jesus Christ. That's right. It's like him use up every letter to get at Jesus Christ. But he was unsuccessful. So, when the Almighty God planned something, as I said, there is no power anywhere. And when the Bible, the passage the brothers just read here, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 17 and 18, which talks about the immutability of His counsel. When God plans something, it is immutable. It cannot change. It will not change. Further, the things that the Almighty God planned or purposed to happen in the universe in the most distant future, that is, as far in the future as we can think, they are to the Almighty God as fact. We treat them like future. The Almighty God sees them as things that are done because they will be done. God treats them as things that have already been accomplished. Jesus Christ's actual crucifixion took place just about 2,000 years ago. Yet, here in the book of Revelation 13:8, it is spoken of or declared as having taken place. And that was before all time. And before any creature existed, Jesus Christ's death is spoken of as already taking place when Jesus Christ, as if it were, live in the solitude of eternity. His death is treated by the great God that it was already done. It's good as done. You know, country people say you can put your pot on the fire. But when country people say that, a lot of times you have to take off the pot empty. Because situation can change things. Not for God. No situation can change things. What a great God. There are two things, briefly, that this teaches us about God. It teaches us that the intelligence of God is infinite and limitless. We are living in great time, truly. Technology. Oh my God. Truly. I order some things and spoke to Melanie on the phone, like so many of you. She's a technology person. So I said, Melanie, trace it for me. It was ordered like yesterday. And today, Arthur, trace it for me. And she could tell me when it leaves this state and where exactly it was and when it will reach the destination to which it was sent. Huh? Isn't that great? What a time we are living in. And the intelligence of man, the brain that the Almighty God has given us. But when you take the intelligence of God, that the Almighty God will forecast something that will happen a million years from now, the Almighty God can give you all the detail a million years before it happens. And when the time comes, nothing will fail. Nothing will be out of line. God's intelligence is infinite and it is limitless. The Almighty God knows all things that have been. God knows all things that are. And the Almighty God knows all things that will be. That is out of the category of humanity. So that is one of the things we learn from the Almighty God treating the foreordination of Jesus' at Calvary as if it were a reality, as if it had taken place. Because God knew that it will in fact take place. The second thing we learn from this is that God's plan and purpose are unfrustrated. There's no man living anywhere There is no king, no president. The different sectors in the setup of the U.S. democratic system is frustrating Donald Trump. Truly. He went to the presidency thing that the president could do just anything. Judge frustrate him. The Senate frustrate him. And so it is with the king or queen of England or anywhere. Even the dictator with the army backing him or her, their decision can be frustrated in many ways. But when the Almighty God treats Christ's sacrificial death at Calvary as if it had taken place as reality, the Almighty God was saying and wants His people to understand that nothing can frustrate God's plan or purpose. If the Almighty God has a plan for you or me, there is no power anywhere that's going to frustrate God. If God is for us, now it's like God has said, you tell me who can be against you. God challenges us. If He is for you, who can be against you? Well, it is in that same principle that God could treat Christ's sacrifice as reality, because when God planned it, it is good as having taken place. Thank you.